Here we are in the podcast studio. Ironically, I'm with my podcast co-host, Fahim Saeed. It is great to have you because not only are you director at App Samurai, but you are a man on the move. You just made it to MAL just in time, maybe just for this. I don't know.
It's always good to have you, Peggy. You know, since we did the webinar last week, I was like, you know, I need to see Peggy again. And if you are at MAU, you know, we got to come here at MAU as well. You know, nice to see you here.
There you go. And you picked a great one. This is shaping out to be an amazing show. And I'm hearing the vibe. I mean, I'm up here in the studio, so I'm not down there. But every guest I bring up is like, this is great. This is going to be amazing. So a lot going on. What's going on over at App Samurai? I mean, yes, we did the webinar and it's turning into a series. This is going to be an ongoing thing. This is going to be every 3 weeks with us. But tell me about yourself because you've got other partners. We just did a webinar with a new partner.
Exactly. You know, as you mentioned, right, everybody's talking about mobile games. The industry is quite hot. Over at App Samurai, the webinars we did touching all the way from monetization, user acquisition in gaming. Those are the hot topics these days as well, even with App Samurai. So we spent a lot on R&D for the past year and a half. The idea was everybody is in search for alternative methods, right? Be it with AI or be it with anything else. But the aspect where, you know, you could leverage something more in monetization, as in the previous webinar, we had our partner AudioMob. Yeah. That was into all about audio ads, for example. Same thing with App Samurai as a rewarded playtime, a unique aspect for monetization. So other than all your classic banners, offer walls, and interstitials, what else could be a possible avenue, which in return adds to your gaming revenue, which can also be a channel for user acquisition. So it's like a new placement, which affects both the monetization team and also the user acquisition team. Those are the hot topics even for the MAU this year. So we're quite excited to see how can App Samurai step up its game as well.
It's all about alternatives. Yeah. And now we've got people really interested in exploring them. Before it was like, yeah, it's okay, but I feel really comfortable. And now they're forced out of their comfort zone. There isn't a lot to choose from. It's like you have to go in for alternatives. Different formats, different approaches, different strategies. It's almost like App Samurai. If you think about it, it's like, you know, there was an app for that. It's like you guys are like, there's a solution for that. What don't you do?
Exactly. So the tagline for App Samurai is a one-stop shop. It's like, you know, everything about mobile app growth. If you are an app, be it gaming or non-gaming, we have multiple avenues, right? And in a world where everybody is looking for different and new channels, so you have your Meta, you have your AppLovin, you have all the niche players, you need something more because the amount of people that have access to mobile phones these days is at an all-time high. Hence, to reach those users, right, you might need to leverage a programmatic DSP, or you might need to leverage an offer wall, or you might need to leverage an OEM, like a device placement, where we work with device manufacturers like Samsung, Xiaomi, Oppo. So everybody's kind of trying to get into this space. Back, as you might be aware, that, you know, even the device manufacturers are stepping up their game. So they don't want to just sell the device. They want to sell a device and have certain games or certain apps preloaded inside them. So when a user buys it, by default, you have a game that you are recommended by the device. You have a shopping app. You have a finance app, right? So as a user, you trust that, hey, Samsung has recommended me this app. And as an advertiser, it's a niche channel where you can actually reach the user before they even watch an ad. You buy a new phone, you activate the phone, and the first thing you see is, hey, recommended apps.
Exactly. We had it before, but now again, it's about diversify. That's what I'm hearing.
It's like old school is still cool. You know, going back to old school.
Old school is still cool.
But, you know, things are working out well.
You're working a lot with different marketers, and it's always a mix. Because even when we were doing work on the webinar, it's like, yes, there's audio ads, but you can have audio ads, you can reward, you can have this. Are you seeing any trends in like what that mix can combine, or maybe marketers who are doing it in a really smart way? Because they're all bits and pieces, but it's the combination, I think, that's going to make it.
Exactly. And a lot of this has to do with data as well. So with all these new AI tools, every marketer has new data points that they can analyze. Now, as the marketers realize, hey, we have more data points to tap into, you know, their willingness to test out new channels has increased, because back then they had a certain data set that you can receive and you basically analyze that and you push your growth money accordingly. But as you keep on growing, you acquire more data points. Same thing goes for, let's say, you know, a brand that has been leveraging a programmatic DSP. Now they might want some more data points. Say, you know, how does a user that is coming through a Samsung device via an OEM channel would behave? You know, will their LTVs be the same? Will the retention rate be the same? So now they're open to testing a new OEM channel. If you are a game, let's say you have moved from hyper casual to hybrid casual to uplift your in-app purchase, for example, right? And you have been testing your offer walls and your app loving, for example. Now you want to see what else is there. So let's say, you know, App Summer has rewarded playtime, something that would give your users a way to increase their current usage. When they play your game for a longer time, their willingness to purchase something increases. Yeah. They get cashbacks in return. Let's say you're playing a game and you get a cashback, you know, play this game for 10 minutes and get a 5% coupon on Uber or DoorDash, right? So if you're a hardcore gamer, you win every time, you know, and when the gamers win, especially after the pandemic, people are looking for new avenues for generating money. So even as a user, you know, what you spend time as back in the days, hey, don't focus a lot on games, you know, you're wasting your time. But now time is money. And as a gamer, you can play that game, earn that money and turn that into cashback. Deploy via PayPal, Amazon gift cards, the new possibilities are endless, Peggy.
I'm also hearing a lot of marketers they're looking at and they're just saying, you know, I just want more data, not even necessarily for UA. I just want more data, period, for my model. So all data is good. And it's just like, give me first party data and I'll use it. I'll use it for monetization, but I'll also use it for strategy. So that's just another level of what I'm hearing. It's just like everything is on the table. Everything is good. I mean, we're in Vegas, baby. So everything is good. It's on the table. More is better and everything makes money somewhere.
Exactly. You know, as a marketer, you want your data. As a user, you want your money. Yeah. As a UA manager, you want a user that spends money. As a monetization manager, you want data points regarding your LTVs. So it's a game of data and money at the end of the day, you know, the more you spend, the more you earn basically, Peggy.
So Bahim, you've got so much energy. You know, everyone's more than a title. I've been working with you. I know you for a while. We've done a couple webinars and done some things, but you in the industry, that's a different story. And you're so energetic and you're so into it. I want to ask you, like, how do you do it? But I would say, you know, what are you contributing? What are you doing here? What is so exciting for you to be a part of it?
Yeah, so the industry is evolving very fast, right? As AppSamurai, we have a sister company, Storyly, that's all about engagement, bring out stories.
Very, very cool videos. I've been on those.
Exactly. So we are kind of, you know, uplifting user engagement via story. So that's a whole different division. With AppSamurai, it's all about user acquisition and retention, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea of kind of, you know, the industry keeps on evolving. AppSamurai evolved, Storyly evolved. So we are evolving the products as well. A team of almost 80 people globally. You know, we have a big team in the UK in the past year. We are expanding offices to Barcelona very soon as well.
Okay.
So seeing the industry evolve and us trying to evolve together makes the team quite excited as well. And as the team is basically evolving, everybody is young, everybody is dynamic. It's an industry that doesn't seem to stop at all. Every day you learn something new.
I think you're in the right place then, Fahim, because I can tell that is the energy that I pick up on.
We need that
all
energy
the time. So let's imagine that we'll be doing this again next year, because now I think I got you going. This is Mal. Is this your first Mal?
It's not my first Mal, but it's the first one with you, you know.
Well, it's gonna leave an impression. You're gonna say, I gotta come back, I gotta do it again. We come back, we meet next year. What do you wanna be telling me? What do you wanna be sharing? What is gonna be your story when you come to Mal and we meet up again?
In the next year, Peggy, you know, things are very much in demand for AppSamurai. So hopefully when we meet next year, you know, we'll have much more stories to tell. Exactly, we'll have our own suite, you know, all about apps, the podcast. It will be
there
massive. It's going to be a big community where we collaborate as co-hosts and moderators. And hopefully, kind of, you know, we'll come back to you with some new technologies. This year, we came to you with rewarded playtime. Next year, it will be something else. And, you know, we'll keep on pumping up from there.
Should I say it's a date, man?
It's a
absolutely
perfect date.
Absolutely.